everything.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance. From the GunBroker.com studios.
On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. The GunBroker.com studios lit up for you as they are every single day here on this Crossbreed Holsters microphone. All of it presented to you today and every day by X Insurance. X Insurance. X Insurance. Are you protecting your stuff and your freedom with X Insurance yet? You should be if you're not. We'll talk about that later. Lots going on today. Greg down in Dallas, I have not spoken to you about what we're going to discuss today.
All right.
But it's worrisome. And how do I say this? We've been talking about evil on this program for many, many years, as you know. And you know that I believe evil exists. I think you agree with that?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Evil is real. And we're going to go there, and I'm going to read you a statement from a state attorney in Illinois, a probable cause proffer that was read in court yesterday that is going to chill you to your bone. If you've not yet made a decision to carry a firearm, or maybe you're thinking about it, I can promise you this will push you over the edge. You don't have to be a cop. This is a story of two cops that were shot. You don't have to be a police officer. All you have to know is that these monsters were out there before they were stopped, and before they were trying to be apprehended by law enforcement at a hotel. I'll give you the details in just a second. But these people were, you know, what does that mean if they're in a hotel? That means they go down to the soda machine. You might be standing there with your child while they're waiting for you to get done with the soda machine. Or maybe you bump into them in the lobby at a free breakfast in the morning. Maybe you sat next to them. Evil is out there. Wait till you hear this. It is absolutely, utterly disturbing, sickening, mind-boggling, to the point that I had to cover it today. It jumped right to the top of the stack triage list as soon as I saw it. And if I have time to get to it, I'm going to get to a Pennsylvania newspaper that originally ran an editorial out in Colorado from some idiot about Republicans posing with guns and how that leads to mass murder. You will be shocked. And I read it to you, or I bring it to you, and I'm not going to read you that. We'll talk about it. I'll give you the bullet points. But I bring it to you because it's a reminder of what we're up against in 2022. Supreme Court victory be damned. These people are not going away. And this is proof positive of it. And the bonehead who wrote it can be the biggest bonehead in the world, but he's got a voice in two newspapers in two states. And I'm going to give it a little bit more voice. These people are out there. They're not going away. We can never, ever, ever forget that. But before we do, let me go to a piece by A.W.R. Hawkins. The numbers have gotten some play, but A.W.R. is our friend. This was a poll. You know what I think about polls, but nonetheless, majority of Democrat voters think strict gun control doesn't affect crime levels. Now, if that were my headline, Greg, I would say majority of 2,600 respondents think strict gun control doesn't affect crime levels, okay? Because you will never convince me. I don't care what they tell us the math is. Remember, 2 weeks to stop the spread, flatten the curve. You will never convince me, no matter what you tell me. I don't care what science they say is behind it. Think Fauci when you think science behind it. That 2,600 people or 10 people or 50 people are representative of 322 million people. I'm not buying it ever.
No.
And you'll never convince me otherwise. You can stand there with all your stats. I don't care. This is a prime example, but they're interesting because there were respondents. And let's see if we can get to how many of them there were. I don't get dig into this poll. It does it by itself. I'll explain it in just a second. But what are we talking about? A Trafalgar group of likely general election voters from the Democrat Party shows a majority of respondents believe, quote, the strict gun laws in most major cities don't in any way, shape, or form curb the current, quote unquote, retail crime surge. In other words, gun laws have nothing to do with crime. But Greg, isn't that what they tell us?
That's what they like
every
to say.
Every day?
Yeah, that's what they like to say.
Oh, I go back to my mom, my poor mom. I love her to death. She's down in Florida. Can you really talk about that subject for 1 hour every week? Back years ago when we started the program. I've got more in front of me. I can't get to all of it.
Yeah. Like yesterday.
And here it is. It's like yesterday. Here it is. Here it is again. You know, even yesterday's program, I looked at it today and I thought, you know what? I got to put it on the heap. This stuff is good, is overtaking it on the triage. I had no choice. That's, yes, of course we have way too much to talk about. So much so, Greg, that we are considering adding an extra hour for the daytime show. How about that?
Oh, there's that.
Did you know that? I think you did know that.
Little birdies tell me things every now and then.
One of those little birdies?
Yeah. Usually it comes through in a little bing bong sometime at some point in my night.
Let's just say we were made a deal we might not be able to refuse, okay? And that being the case, there is a very strong possibility, listeners, that we may be bringing you an extra hour. I will keep you advised, because if it happens, it's going to happen quick.
Yeah.
The poll, this poll I'm talking about, that AWR wrote about, you can read the story at Breitbart News, AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, Google it up, it'll pop up, was taken December 17th through the 22nd. So this is recent information. 47%, now listen to the way this breaks down. This is what I found interesting. 47.1% of all respondents, believe that gun controls make no difference. Well, then that would tell me that over 50% believe they do make a difference. So it's dependent on how you phrase this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not necessarily. Again, walk with me here. 37.3% believe the laws actually make the crime spree worse. So if you are one of the 47.1% of the respondents in this Trafalgar poll who think gun controls make no difference, and the other 37 believe they actually make it worse, well, you're pushing close to 80-90% now that believe gun control has no impact on crime whatsoever. But you got to break this down by parties, which is the way this was done. 53.8% of the people who identified as Democrats as respondents said the gun controls make no difference in the crime spree. 53.8% of Democrats that were polled. 16.1% said the controls actually make it worse. So that's a fairly large number when you combine the two. That's encouraging. Even if it was 2,000 people, that's encouraging. Do I think it's representative of all Democrats? No, I do not, because not all Democrats were polled. But it gives you a little snapshot in today's day and age. So why would that number be as high as it is? Because who controls the cities where the crime is occurring, Greg? Democrats.
Yeah, I think so.
The Democrats are coming. The Democrats are coming. That's the best impersonation I can do.
The Democrats are coming. The Democrats are coming.
There you go.
When you live, I love that, by the way. When AWR said that, he had no idea that it was radio gold the moment he did it.
No, he didn't.
But it has become radio gold. But when you consider and take into account, I do love that you threw me off with it's the Democrats that control these areas. These people are affected. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. When you're standing inside the auto dealer and two, no doubt, other Democrat supporters, Biden supporters, come rolling in and rip the place off for millions of dollars, dare I say, at that moment in time, nobody's concerned about their political affiliation. They're concerned about their safety, who they're with, and going home. Politics doesn't enter into it. So these numbers naturally rise. That's encouraging to me. Because to me, that says there's a lot of honesty in these answers. That politics really wasn't put into play. The majority of Republican respondents, 54.6%, said the gun laws are making the crime spree worse. And 38.1% of Republican respondents that identified said the laws make no difference. So you're well over 90%. You're pushing up close to, you know, close to nearly 100% of Republicans going, yeah, gun control sucks. It doesn't work. And a large percentage of Democrat respondents saying the same thing, just in a little bit of a different way. Nearly 51% of respondents with no party affiliation said the gun controls make no difference. There was nothing on the opposite side of that. There was no, the Democrats, the Republicans, everybody was a majority in the respondents that believed that when asked. Fascinating numbers. When we come back, does evil exist? I'll let you decide for yourself.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Yes, indeed it is. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios, coincidentally. Is that really coincidental? Not really. That was put there for a reason, I can promise you that. That's why it's there in that particular slot. GunBroker.com has it going on. If you can't find it on your store shelves, GunBroker has it for you. GunBroker.com, it's free. Doesn't get any easier than that. And this is the Crossbreed Holsters microphone. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day. Every bit of it presented by X Insurance. You know, Greg, I could do this for an extra hour a day easily.
Yeah, we oftentimes run out of time before we run out of topic.
Like every day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That extra hour would come in handy if we had it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we could just bleed right on through into the top hour or the next top of the hour and continue discussing what we didn't get to.
Let's continue a discussion from... This is disturbing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you this right now, and I'm going to ask you to play Theater of the Mind with me. Because that's what radio is. I'm going to try to paint a picture for you by paraphrasing and quoting from a document that was read in court in Illinois by state's attorney Jim Rowe. It's called a probable cause proffer. The People versus Zandria Harris. I want you to take a listen to this. As I paint this picture, start here. Picture yourself in the last hotel room you were in, whenever that was, whatever hotel it was. Picture that. And then think about what we're going to talk about here. As if you were there in that hotel room. On December 29th, 2021, just days ago, Bradley Police Sergeant Marlene Ritmanic, Bradley, Illinois. Her name was Marlene Ritmanic, and Bradley Police Officer Tyler Bailey, he's now fighting for his life as we speak today, responded to a call at a Comfort Inn hotel in Bradley, Illinois. There had been apparently a complaint regarding barking dogs that were left in an automobile in the parking lot. So someone called and said, hey, these dogs are barking. They're in the car. Bring the cops. Cops don't take too kindly to dogs being left in cars. You know that, Greg, right? I don't either. I see that at a grocery store, for example. I see windows up. You know, I'll bust a window. I'm a dog lover. All right, I hate to see that. Now, in this case, I don't know how long they were there, but the cops were called. Officer Tyler Bailey is the first one to arrive at the scene. That was just about 10 o'clock in the evening. So when he got there, he was waiting for another cop to get there and back him up, I guess. I don't know. He ran the plates of the vehicle, and it came back to a defendant by the name of Zandria Harris. So the cop goes into the hotel lobby. Imagine being in this lobby checking into this hotel when this is going on, or being upstairs. Follow me here. Walk with me, okay? Try to do the best you can to visualize this. So the cop, Bailey, walks into the lobby, and he meets up with Sergeant Ritmanic, who's already there, I guess. So Bailey asks the clerk at the hotel desk whether there were any rooms under that name, Zandria Harris or Darius Sullivan. So they had the other name. Bailey had knowledge of Zandria Harris to frequently be in the presence of Darius Sullivan, and the cop also has knowledge that Sullivan is wanted on outstanding warrants for failure to appear in court. He also knows at this time that he's standing in the lobby talking to the clerk that Sullivan had previously fled from Bradley police officers who attempted to apprehend him on those outstanding warrants. You got that? Does that make sense? So he knows this. And now they're like, okay, we got a beeline on this loser. The hotel clerk informs Officer Bailey and Sergeant Ritmanic, the woman, that room 308 has the name registered in Adarius Sullivan, or that name is somehow attached to the room. So Ritmanic and Bailey, the two cops, go up the three flights of steps to the third floor. Now, this is a Comfort Inn, okay? And they proceed to room 308. The officer's stated intention, quoting from the statement in court, at the time was to issue this defendant a local ordinance violation for the dogs being left in the vehicle and to take Darius Sullivan into custody on the warrants. So it's a two-pronged approach now. At 10:13 p.m., about 18 minutes after they arrived, officers knocked on the door of room 308. There was no response. At 10:14, they knock again. Officer Bailey announces their presence loudly. It's the police department, and explains that they need to exit the room to address the complaint regarding the dogs. So picture this happening. Picture a cops episode in your mind, and you're out there at a vending machine watching this, or in the parking lot. A female voice, who now the prosecutors come to learn was the defendant, responds, yes, indicating she's going to be coming out of the room. At 10:17, Officer Bailey knocks a third time. Are you coming, ma'am? Obviously, they're delaying in the room. A female voice, again, the defendant, responds, yes, I have to get dressed. So you know what's going on. They're buying time. Cops know this, too. They're not stupid. Officer Bailey insists that she exit the room to address the complaint. The defendant states, quoting, she will be right there. At 10:23 p.m. Now, think about this, Greg. They're from 10:14 to 10:23. They're standing there waiting for somebody to come outside. That's a lot of time.
It is.
Bailey knocks a fourth time. Defendant responds, okay, I'm coming. Bailey inquires as to who else is in the room with the defendant. She replies, me, my sister, and kids. 10:25. This is now, what, 11 or 12 minutes after they started knocking on the door for the first time. Defendant responds after a fifth knock, okay, I'm coming. At 10:27, officers have waited 14 minutes, and knocked at the door five times. Defendant opened the door. Defendant attempted, and I'm reading from the court document now. The defendant attempts to squeeze past the door and close it to prevent officers from taking Darius Sullivan, who was present in the room, into custody. Both Officer Bailey and Sergeant Ritmanic ask the defendant over and over again to stop blocking them in the doorway and to stop struggling with the door. When Sullivan comes out from around the corner in the back of the hotel room with a 9mm, quoting, equipped with a drum clip. As the defendant continues to prevent Officer Bailey and Sergeant Ritmanic from performing their duties as peace officers, Sullivan points the firearm at Officer Bailey and shoots Officer Bailey once in the head. Now, there are people in the room. There are people staying in the hotel. This is being witnessed. This cop has now been shot in the head. Officer Tyler Bailey. Sullivan then fires a first shot at Sergeant Ritmanic as she attempts to exit the kill zone. Sullivan chases Sergeant Ritmanic down the hallway of the hotel. Are you picturing this? Here's where we're going to leave this before the break. You're coming back to your room with an ice container or a soda or food from downstairs, or you've just checked in. You're dragging your luggage with your two or three kids and your spouse. At this time, Darius Sullivan's firearm has jammed. He is chasing a cop down the hallway, trying to murder the police officer in a Comfort Inn. When we come back, we're going to continue, and what happens next will make you sick to your stomach. And will really make you think. I hope it does. That's the reason we're talking about this today. And then we'll get some commentary on this from Greg. And you'll get some commentary from me when we return on the other side. Don't go away.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com. Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. All right, we're going to jump right back into this very disturbing, the disturbing details of what happened in Illinois back on the 29th, just a few days ago. Because this is, it's almost, this is horror movie. Is what, to me, is what this is. So here we are. We left. One cop has been shot in the head. Another officer is trying to exit the kill zone and now being chased. This beauty loser is now chasing this officer down the hallway of the hotel and pinned her up against
the door or a door. Think about seeing this. At that time, his firearm was jammed. So visualize this. He's attempting to unjam the gun using his right hand and his mouth. Now, I can tell you what I would have liked to have seen happen while he was trying to use his mouth. I would have liked to have seen that gun unjam, is what I would have liked to have seen, but it did not. At the same time he's doing all of this, he's attempting to disarm Sergeant Rit Manick of her duty weapon with his other hand. Multitasking. Meanwhile, they're struggling. The defendant, this woman, comes down the hotel hallway to where the cop and the scumbag Sullivan are fighting and struggling. This is life and death. Sullivan, the loser, tells the defendant, the woman, to cock the gun, he yells twice, cock the gun, referring to his jammed firearm, the 9mm. The woman reaches around the waist of Sullivan, and I'm quoting, who at the time is still struggling with Sergeant Rit Manick, and assists Sullivan in his attempt to cock the firearm and or to disarm Sergeant Rit Manick. This is all happening in a hotel hallway. Imagine being in this hotel. Are you visualizing this? Getting off an elevator, opening the hallway steps from the door from the steps into the hallway. You're seeing this. The defendant reaches around the waist of Sullivan, who at the time is still struggling with Rit Manick, and assists Sullivan in his attempt to cock the firearm and or disarm the sergeant. As a result of the defendant's assistance, according to the prosecutors, obviously, Darius Sullivan is able to disarm Sergeant Rit Manick. Now he's got her firearm. Once the defendant and this loser Sullivan had disarmed Officer Rit Manick, they stood over her while she's laying on the floor. I want you to picture this. Go there in your mind. Pull over if you're driving, if you have to. She's already been shot once because he got one shot off around the door at the hotel after shooting her partner, who was there, in the head. She's now laying on the floor, wounded, having been shot once. The defendant stood over Sergeant Rit Manick, the woman, while holding Sullivan's 9mm and the drum clip. Sullivan, the loser, then told the defendant to, quote, give me the keys. Now I'm going to quote from the remaining part of the document. As the defendant went to hand the keys to Darius Sullivan, Darius Sullivan fired two shots from what we believe was Sergeant Rit Manick's duty weapon, striking Sergeant Rit Manick in or about the throat and or neck. At this time, the defendant handed the keys to Sullivan and told him, you have to go. Take the keys. Get out. Now, this is me. You got to get out of here. Are you picturing this? At the time Sullivan fired the fatal shots, back to quoting, into Sergeant Rit Manick, Sergeant Rit Manick was pleading with them to just leave. You don't have to do this. Please, just go. Please don't. Please don't. She was desperately pleading for her life. Now this beauty has shot her again, twice, flees down the stairwell of the hotel, and bolts the scene in a vehicle. I don't know if it was the one with the dogs or not. I'm going to assume it probably was. The defendant, the woman, runs back to the room to grab her stuff and two kids who were in the room and flees the hotel separately from Mr. Sullivan. Both cops were in full uniform, quoting, at the time of the offense, Sergeant Rit Manick succumbed from the gunshot wounds later that evening. Officer Bailey, as we know right now, and I have not been able to confirm, I probably should have tried, I didn't before the show, I apologize. Officer Bailey remains hospitalized fighting for his life. So picture this. This woman openly, in an aggravating fashion, assists this man in murdering Sergeant Rit Manick and the attempted murder of Officer Bailey through the actions of lying, trying to hold the door, allowing him time to undoubtedly get his weapons together. They're discussing what they're going to do. This is what's going on while the cops are banging on the door for 12 minutes. And therefore, under the law, She's equally responsible. Now, this Darius Sullivan loser is in custody in Indiana right now. Apparently, what's it say here? Awaiting a governor's warrant to extradite him to our jurisdiction. He, too, has been charged with multiple counts of first-degree murder. I have already filed a notice of intent to seek life sentences in both cases. I believe that's now been upgraded to death, I think. But I don't know if Illinois has the death penalty. So I think it's looking at life sentences. I don't know where I saw the death. So hang in there with that. We'll see. Greg, do you know, does Illinois have a death penalty controlled by a bunch of Democrats? Probably not.
I was going to say, I'm not familiar if they do have a capital punishment penalty or not.
They do not, and here we go. They are asking the charges to be upgraded now to pursue a federal death sentence for both defendants. So I'm going to ask you this question again. Does evil exist? I can think of nothing more monstrous than these two people standing over this female officer wounded in a hallway of a hotel, crowded. Obviously, other people in this hotel, two kids with them in the room. They left an officer on right there at the door where the kids were there. The door was open. This officer had been shot in the head. They witnessed this. It's impossible not to. And they're standing over her. They're both working in unison, both of them actively multitasking in the murder to complete the murder of this female officer. I don't know if I don't know what kind of person you are if you believe that that's not evil. Or if you hear something like this and you think, well, that's not proof that evil exists. I don't know what that makes you. I know you heard me say, I was alluding to the fact it's too bad the gun didn't unjam while he had his mouth on it. Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. Too bad he didn't blow his own head off. I'll tell you what that makes me. That makes me normal. This man is in the process of trying to murder two police officers, may have accomplished that goal, after shooting one in the head, and has a woman plead. Are you visualizing this, Greg? Your thoughts?
I'm thinking about those kids in that hotel room and what it doesn't say in this article what their ages were. And, I think it
doesn't matter, does it?
No, it does. I think it's I'm more thinking about the kids and how this is going to affect them mentally, having kind of been accomplices to this whole situation, even though they're not. You know, they're there and they hear the commotion and the gunshots, and they obviously probably saw the gaming while the door was still shut, and they were telling them to, telling the officers, yes, I'm getting dressed and whatnot. I can't help but think about the kids, because I look at the pictures of these two idiots, and it's just, I don't even.
I know. And you know that old adage, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. You look at these beauties after the fact, and you think, well, they look the part.
Yep.
After the fact.
Yep.
You can see it in their eyes. You can see evil in their eyes. That's what I mean. I mean, you can look in their eyes and see the evil. It is just incredible. When we come back, we'll break it down a little bit, and then we'll take you to a newspaper column of all things. Don't go away. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black
Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users, think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com, and you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free, always will be. I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. B-E-R-S-A.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Back to the show, indeed. Very disturbing program today. Very disturbing story to cover. But cover it we must, because this is the reminder to you that evil is out there, and it is real, and it walks amongst you. Look, these people were out at a convenience store before they got there. They were out in public with you. They were somewhere. They were in a restaurant. They were in grocery stores. They were at gas stations. They were living among the residents of this town prior to this happening. They ran into people when they were checking in. The desk clerk, if nobody else was behind them. Families on the road coming back from Christmas vacation. Coming back from grandma and grandpa's. It's just real stuff, real stuff. But it gets worse, if it could get worse. It actually does. There have been, apparently, a number of phony GoFundMe fundraisers posted by, quoting from Fox now, supposed family members of Sergeant Marlene Ritmanic. None of them legit. And the family has had to come out and make statements saying that they're not creating any fundraising pages through GoFundMe. That was from the Facebook page from the police department. Greg, how depraved do you have to be to try to profit illegally setting up a phony fundraiser in the name of a dead cop on a GoFundMe page?
It's despicable. And just as depraved as these two individuals are here that committed this crimes, there are people that are in the same mindset that would try to make some kind of money off of it. They find an opportunity and they're taking it.
Evil is real, folks. It's real. Please understand that, okay? You don't know who is behind you, next to you, in front of you. You don't know who parked next to you. If you leave your child in the car, even your pets in the car. It doesn't matter what hotel you are. It doesn't matter if you live in a gated community. It doesn't matter what town you are in. It doesn't matter what area of town you are in. It doesn't matter what side of the tracks you are on. Color, race, religion, politics, political pursuit, none of this matters. Evil takes whatever form evil wants to take and does what it wants to do when it wants to do it. Now, shockingly, these two losers are 25 and 26. The young man is 25. Young man, I even hate. You got to understand when I tell you this, it's very difficult for me to do this on the air. The things that want to come out of my mouth right now would have me thrown off the air. You think an extra hour would happen? There would be no more hours.
Yeah.
If I said what I wanted to say, and I can't. But I know you know that. And I'm in this. When it comes to a case like this, I absolutely have to force myself to keep Angry Mark in the box so that that doesn't happen. Because my level of disdain for people like this, sheer hatred. Because I hate evil. I despise evil. Well, you know, I'm not going to question the cops.
I'm not talking about the suspects here.
I'm sitting here thinking about this. I'm listening to what you're saying. And my mind goes to, well, in hindsight, you know, could the police officers have done anything different? They waited for 17 minutes. Experienced cops know something's going on behind that door. They got a guy on a warrant.
Absolutely.
Back off and bring in a SWAT crew. Could that have been done? I mean, are they going to look at this? Clearly, investigators will look at this and see, you know, what can we fix going forward in our training that this doesn't happen again? I don't know. I don't know the answers. We don't. We don't know the way. Fortunately, I don't know how evil thinks. I know it exists. That's all I need to know. And I know that it thinks so little of me that it would murder me for my watch or a wedding ring. I know this. I've pointed a gun at evil before. I faced it down. I looked it in its eyes. I saw the eyes change the moment they were looking down the muzzle of my firearm. Thank God I had a gun in 2002. Want to read the story? It's in my book, Lessons from Armed America. Go get it. Chapter 1. I tell it to you in detail. I never had to pull the trigger. But damn it, I would have. And I would not have lost any sleep over it. Particularly after all of these years, bringing stories like this to you on Armed American Radio as reminders of what type of people walk among us. You ignore evil at your own peril. You don't have to be a police officer. This could have happened to any. Believe me, if they did this to uniformed cops, imagine what they would have done to you in a convenience store if they were robbing it and it went south. They don't care about you. They don't care that you're pregnant. They don't care you just found out you were pregnant. They don't care that you're excited on your way to a party. They don't care that you're going to see your daughter that you haven't seen in 10 years. They don't care about anything. Nothing. Please take something like this and use it to remind yourself every single day what's out there. Now, let's go to idiots who write stupid editorials in newspapers who print stupid editorials written by idiots. In this particular case, the Pennsylvania Capital Star. Stop posing with guns. It makes you look weak, by a guy by the name of Quentin Young. Glorification of firearms helps create a culture that allows routine slaughter. Quentin Young is a moron. I'm not going to get through all of this. I'm going to ask you to read the piece, as I just mentioned to you. We'll give you the headline again. Stop posing with guns. It makes you look weak. The reason I mention this is nothing new from these morons. It's just the fact that it's out there, and these papers are going to continue to print this nonsense. In this case, Boebert, out of Colorado, posing with firearms with her family, is somehow responsible for mass murders in Colorado. That's the insinuation here. And what does the Pennsylvania paper have to do with it? Well, the Pennsylvania paper is, and the individual that wrote it, is the editor of Colorado Newsline, which is a sibling site of the Pennsylvania Capital Star. They're all tied together.
Shocking.
Exactly. This is corporate media. So what gets printed in Colorado gets printed in Pennsylvania. And then other outfits pick this garbage up. The message is dangerous because you show a photograph of you on the range. And of course, this piece by Quentin Young mentions nothing about the many thousands of times a day people like you, people like me, people like Greg, people like people you know and who care about and love use a firearm every single day to stop the vermin that we talked about in the previous three segments. I wish I had another hour. We could easily keep going, could we not, Greg?
Yeah, you know.
Those conversations have begun. I'll keep you posted and let you know what shakes. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to get up and do it again because we have to. Otherwise, these people win. And I promised you on my opening monologue on the MonsterCast, the first show of this year, 2022, after being on the air since 2009, I will never, ever, ever stop doing this. Until we meet on the radio tomorrow, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Please never leave your cave without your club. Never be that disarmed or unarmed caveman. Remember, disarmed is by force, unarmed is by choice. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.